You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to the TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday with your emails, your questions, your stories. Guys, thank you so much for getting involved in this podcast. I say it at the beginning of every episode, it is really amazing for me that you guys are getting involved and listening and sending these emails. They keep getting better and better. I'm so excited to bring on our guest. This is a return guest. I love a return guest. She did such a fantastic job the first time. I'm so happy to have her back. Sarah Armour, thank you for coming on.
I'm so happy to be here.
I think I was I had such a good time doing our last one. If you just started listening to this podcast, go back into the library, go to the other Sarah Armour episode. So good. She's a fantastic comedian. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
It's because we both speak with a lot of intensity.
Yes.
And so, like, for some people, you know, some people I really like steamroll.
Yeah.
And then I really can't listen to the podcast because I'm like, oh no, you just did like a 45-minute talk on your feeling about.
You'll listen to yourself on another podcast.
Where no one has asked me a question or anything. And I'm just like going, like, you actually match my. I don't know. I talk too much.
We have a good vibe going.
You yell too. Like you have a very yell. Like my brother's like that too. Like
I podcast like I have sex.
Hey guys, I'm
lots
here.
Of yelling.
Yeah, like I'm comfortable with that.
Well, let's get to the email, Sarah.
Please.
You guys can go follow Sarah on Twitter at Sarah Armour. She's got a new podcast herself. Talk about what is the podcast you're doing?
Well, the other one that I'm doing, it's not coming out yet, but it will, and I can't say anything, but it's going to be the best fucking podcast.
So
I don't want to oversell. But no, but
Okay,
I do have a podcast, but it's for periods. So this is for the ladies out there.
And you learn about your own period?
Well, you can learn about my period.
Okay.
And honestly, how to crush your period. That's what it's about.
So it's how to own.
It's how to make your period magical, basically. Like
crush that period.
I experience magical periods, and I want everybody to have the opportunity to do the same. So it's
you're
the
doing
second
God's
episode.
Work.
Oh, I got. Are you kidding me? I'm fucking either this. I'm either going to be this or a religious leader. There's no question.
Exactly.
So, I've been told that I was a shaman and a rabbi in a past life. So
oh, okay.
This is it.
You're talking to people I try to avoid.
Like me too. Are you
if
kidding?
If someone came up to me and was like, "Oh, you're going to be a shaman and a rabbi in your past life," I'd be like, "Okay, well, it's good to see you. Here's 25 cents. I got to get going."
I totally get it. Here's the thing. I feel that my purpose on Earth might be to be a rabbi shaman. For the bros.
Oh, yeah. This is it.
Yeah. Like, you guys also need to hear me because men are not evolving fast enough.
Not for you.
Not for me. And I need you guys to experience life feeling more feelings. And I'm here to open your hearts
up. Well, if you can't tell by listening, Sarah's just coming out of a relationship.
Oh, yeah. I've been in a breakup. Last time I was here, remember I was like, I'm in a serious relationship.
Yes.
I think I said that sentence specifically because it was falling apart.
Oh,
and so I wanted to really
want to
affirm my
it.
Love.
Yeah.
Well, I was in denial for a long time. Like, no, like.
So we're both in similar space. I just got out of something myself.
So
we're both here ready to give some real
advice. We are ready
advice.
To talk.
Let's do it.
We have no one to protect.
So go follow Sarah on Twitter, at Sarah Armour, S-A-R-A-A-R-M-O-U-R. Go follow her fantastic comic. Oh, you're going to be on Last Comic Standing, right?
Well, God, I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, I don't know.
You weren't last
week. You're going to have to tune in. You're going to have to tune in
Wednesdays,
to find out.
You can see Sarah on Last Comic Standing.
I just have a...
Here we go. Threesome drama. With longtime girlfriend.
Give it to me.
Yo, J-Bro, I'm in a relationship with a girlfriend of 3 years. Recently, we went to a wedding with my girlfriend of a long time, whose wedding I was in. While there, I brought up the topic of a threesome, and she was game. We set up some ground rules, though, where I would get a BJ from my girlfriend while a girl went down on her. Never came so hard. I love
That's
that.
So great.
I love that he gave us the play-by-play of his coming.
Real talk, it was the best com.
Went to a bar a week later, and it happened again. This guy's living in heaven. The thing is, I want to do more, but my girlfriend says I can't do stuff with the other girl. How do I tell her I like what we're doing, but I want to do more, aka sticking my dick in another girl? Thanks for spelling that out, buddy.
We get it.
We set up the ground rules at the first of me not putting my dick in another girl, but now that we've done it a few times, I think maybe we could do more.
Mm-hmm.
Any help is appreciated. Snapchat is Rosé151, R-O-Z-A-Y 151. Send me your shits and tits. So what do you think? How does he? I love this. Like, in my mind, I love the fact that he's, this is perfect guy mode.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting what he wants, and he's like, oh, how much more
how
can
much
I get?
More? Totally.
And I love how also he describes, I like to think that he does everything. He over-describes everything.
Well, I just love, yeah, we went from beginning to middle to end really beautifully. I mean, yeah. It was succinct. And we knew he came so hard. And
came so,
so
hard. But
we
I
know
like,
what it means to him.
I like that he was like, yeah, I want to put my dick in her. And I want to ejaculate. You
well,
know,
so,
you know when you get a boner and the blood rushes, like he would over-explain everything.
Oh, totally, yeah.
So what do you think? How does he get his
I
girl?
I think he uses this annoying gift of exactly what you're saying to his advantage.
Okay.
Because here's the thing.
Gosh. Have you had a threesome before?
Yes.
Explain how that happened. Did you want it?
You don't even want me to explain. There have been so many, and they
so
have been
many,
so many. Oh my god, I've had threesomes. I've been involved in gay threesomes. I've been involved in like hot
so
tub
wait.
Sex, like group hot tub sex. I've had some weird moments.
You're like the woman out of SNL that's like, let's do a hot tub.
I went through a real, I don't know. It's
so you were with gay guys that wanted to have another gay guy in there?
Well, they actually didn't want me there at all, to be honest. But I did participate.
Really? Like you were like the pilot fish, you know, just like helping out around the sides and shit.
I was like trying to get in on a blowjob, and I was literally like being Heisman. The guy, my boyfriend's giving me the Heisman. He doesn't even know what the Heisman is. Fucking spin wheeling my arms trying to, I'm just like, you know, I don't.
You're like, stop giving the Heisman. He's like, what's that? I don't even know that. Is that at Sephora? You're like, oh, you're gay.
Well, he's like Heisman of Sondheim's Heisman or whatever. Yeah. I fucked it up. Anyway, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't even want to, I can't even get to all my threesomes right now.
So answer this guy.
Here's the guy. Here's what I'm gonna say to the guy. And girl, you can listen to. This
sure.
is for everybody. First of all, you should let her know that you did this because she might hear this anyway. And like, please don't be like, I want to stick my dick in other girls without prefacing her hearing that first.
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah, you don't want to say to your girlfriend, I want to stick dick in other girls. You sound like a caveman and you will be treated as such.
However, you are a caveman.
Okay.
And I think that the fundamental difference between men and women is that we experience sex really differently.
Okay.
So like you, for men, I think sex is much more physiological. It's much more animal. In the animal kingdom, partners
it's
have-
It's grunting. It's bang, bang, bang.
Well, yeah.
You
and
know,
it's like
come
animal.
And then, you know, like that move.
And
like
you,
it's very
and you have
much-
the desire to put your thing in things.
Yeah, you want
to
kill.
You have
wanna,
a thing
yeah,
to
crush.
Do with your
I got
thing.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For us, we're like
you're
letting
receiving.
You inside of us.
Yes.
So for you to be inside of me is like you've had to get my permission and there's been like, and for me, well, for me, sober at 29.
Yes.
So no judgies out there, homies. I've fucked a lot of strangers. But now, if you fuck me, unless I'm like blackout drunk or coked up, it's because you've earned it. And
I
like
got you. You've let him in.
Right. I've let you in. And it's
yeah.
in, and there's like a level of intimacy involved that is like part of the thing.
There's a trust level.
Trust.
That a guy doesn't really need to have.
Totally.
I got
we
you.
We need to know that like, I need to know you're mine. And I need to know that I can trust. You're going to be inside me. I need to be able to trust you. We're going to like do like.
So you're saying you.
For this, us, it's emotional.
So for his girlfriend, she has to say, I'm going to give up a part of... I'm going to watch you get in... Someone else get inside
yes.
your mind, too.
Yes,
and
exactly.
That's tough.
But what I think that we need to realize and then decide whether or not... You can also say... She can say no, is the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She can say no. But I think the whole thing is that, like, if you help her understand that the reason he's with you is not because, like... What do I want to say? Like, it is animal. Like, his dick, he could fuck someone else, and it could be erotic for her, too, if he could just shift the way... He wants to fuck other things because that's the fun part of having a penis. It's not
yes.
because he doesn't love her.
Yes.
So, the expression of love, and I think part of the confusing... I think the whole point of relationships is you
I'm
have
just,
to, like...
I do. I hear you. You gotta change the
compromise.
Narrative.
You
have
you
to change the narrative. You have to let her know.
Yeah.
Like, listen... I want to do more with the other girl, but it's so I can please you.
But well, it's just like experience it
how can we experience this? Like, how can this be a win-win? Like, don't you think it would be
sexy?
I would say I, as a man, have a biological desire. I'm not ready to marry you, even though I totally see myself being able to. Just say it. Yeah, fucking have a future or the relationship's over.
Totally.
So I could see myself really being with you long-term. Right now, we're young. I am a man with a dick, and I totally get that it's different for you, but I kind of just want to stick my dick in things.
Yeah.
So, like, might it be fun to, you know, I had an ex say this to me, like, wouldn't it be fun to just, like, see, like, your man pleasuring someone else? Or, like, we could fuck her together. Like, we could give her an experience.
Like, let's do it together.
I need to feel in the threesome, if I'm dating the person,
tag team this
that
shit.
We're doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You be my, I'll be your Kobe. You be my Shaq.
Totally. Everyone's not equal. You guys are a couple having an experience with someone else. But you're still a couple having an experience with someone else.
Man, I'm at half chub listening to this. I also don't believe, maybe, like, while he's having sex with her, he always just, like, looks at her and is like, I love
I like that.
Like, maybe,
honestly,
you know, like, you're talking to her, like, oh, like, while you're doing this to the other girl.
And the other girl's like, I feel like shit. She's like, hey, I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's a tough thing because I am one of those persons, like, that I'm like, I can't believe he's playing with house money. Why?
Right.
Just be cool. Be cool. But I guess the person who gets the threesome is the one who isn't cool.
I think he's coming from a place of abundance.
Yes.
And he sees more possibility. And he's actually being honest. But he's being honest. He's like, this is something I want. And he's allowed to.
Yeah. I think that he is allowed to want that. And she can't live in a world where they're doing the threesome. I know that they have this rule set up. But maybe if he, you know, maybe if he says, I want to watch you two together and then I want to get involved with you two together. I do think the team aspect of this, like, hey, you and me are going to use my penis on her.
Exactly.
Like,
why don't you
help me use my penis on that
girl? Like, share the experience of fucking someone. Like, I think it's cool to, like, I don't know. I think there's just, if you can get on the same page, because rules evolve.
Yes.
Like, in relationships, rules evolve, situations evolve.
Also, you got to make sure that she's enjoying this. I mean, if she's enjoying this, she's going to want more, too. Don't put it past her that, you know, you're not, like, just because she's, like, you're not tricking her into this.
Mm-mm.
She's there getting eaten out, okay? She's having something happen during this.
It's all about having enrollment conversations versus, like, here's what I want.
Oh,
it's gotta be
explain that.
Okay, so I think that the way to get what you want in life is to actually, and granted, I'm not the best at this. I, like, just walked in here 10 minutes ago and just dumped a load of shit on this table. Like, here's all the things I have going on. Somebody organize this for me. But if you actually want people to work with you or you want people to do something, it's all about getting them interested in what's in it for them.
You have to incentivize.
So they need to be so down for themselves and come with you.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm not going to get you to do something with me.
Yeah.
You're going to trust me, you want to do this. And here's what it's going to
be. Here's what it's going to be for both of us.
What would you get out of it?
You got to play this so it's for both of you.
Totally. What do you...
Oh, man. You know what would be hot? If, like, while I'm having sex with... I thought you said we weren't going to... Oh, no, but listen, this would be hot for both of us.
Or just be like, listen, I know we... And acknowledge the rule. Be like, I know that we put this ground rule in place. Like, the thing about women, we always don't feel heard. Partially because you guys don't really understand what we're saying, and we don't have, like, I don't think, maybe I'm learning a little more, but definitely in college and definitely in my earlier 20s, I had, like, no way to communicate with a man. Like, I've lived with two men now.
Mm.
I'm a serial, like, live with manner.
Okay.
I don't, like to do anything. Okay, so anyway, I need somebody to do stuff. Okay, and not, that's not true.
Hang
that's not true.
Stuff up.
I want
it. Yeah,
that's not true. They're both one. I was in love with both of them. Okay, so anyway, the point is that it's all about just getting somebody to feel like
you're doing this for them, or they're doing
totally.
It. You're doing it for each other.
Totally.
I think that's a lesson for life. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here was Sarah Armour. Sarah Armour on Twitter. Dealing with an ex.
Oh my God.
You're going through this right now.
Let's talk about it. I don't know if this is advice. I don't know if I can give you good advice, but I can give you I can answer honestly.
Hey, J-Train, my ex and I dated for a little under a year, and we broke up a little over 3 months ago. She's in a top sorority, and I'm in a top fraternity, so we're pretty great. While we were dating, exactly like you said in previous podcasts, she changed me because I was too much of a nice guy and didn't stand up for myself when I should have.
Mm.
Ooh. And a little backstory. While we were together, she had a complete inability to talk about things unless she was hammered. If we ever had to have a serious conversation, she would always try it while we were drinking or would call me while she was drinking, then get pissed, and then I would avoid it. I would then ask her while we were sober what she wanted to talk about, and she would go completely silent for hours and even sometimes days on end with me. I'll be a senior, by the way, and she'll be a sophomore. She kept in touch with me after we broke up, but I didn't think much of it. A couple weeks ago, she was drunk and showed up at my apartment wanting to talk to me. She told me that after hooking up with another guy, she realized that I was the best she could ever get and that she wants to get back together. Obviously, I was shocked by this, but didn't really know what to say. She said she loved me and that she wanted to have my kids and live happily ever after, but after the way things ended, I have no idea where I should go back or whether I should go back with her or just move on and see what else life throws at me. If you can, give me some insight as to what would be what would possibly be best. What do you think?
I think the question with breakups is, A, is there growth available?
Mm.
And B, are both people down?
Okay.
So, like, if he... Okay, so there are two issues. There's the first issue, which is that she might have... I don't think she has a drinking problem, but, like, she's using alcohol incorrectly.
Yeah.
So that's something that you need to talk... You need to be able to talk to her about. Yep. And, like... And that actually plays into the growth thing, right? So aside from that, if you think that you could actually be with this person or that there is a future, that there are more years where you can challenge each other and grow and fuck and do all the things that are fun about being with someone, then, yeah, fucking go for it.
No.
But, listen, hold on. Okay. But only if you get really clear... And you have a conversation about, like, moving forward. Here are my conditions of satisfaction. Here's what I need from you. And if she's someone, like, you need to say, like, something that you do is that you don't communicate when we blah, 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 blah. And it makes me feel this way. And so I actually need you to be responsible for that. And if you can't be responsible for it, I'm not down.
Yeah, but they're working. To me, I hear what you're saying. Like, you could talk this out, but they're in college. And they are, and this girl, okay, here's the thing.
Yeah, that's so true. I forget that.
And also, like, they're in college. Not even that they're in college, but you can be immature in college, but this girl is obviously not mature enough for a relationship. If you can't talk things out while you're sober, if you need the crutch of alcohol and being drunk.
I know.
I'm not saying she's an alcoholic. I'm not saying that.
No,
I'm saying
I know what you mean.
That she's saying, I can only say the things that are on my mind while I'm drunk because it gives me an out.
And you also can't really trust it because it's like...
It gives her an exit.
Totally.
So she can say, well, I was drunk when I said that. No, no, no. People who know themselves and know the type of person they are don't need to use substances to make their point.
Agreed. But sometimes I think it takes... Like, I think the best relationships are... Granted, you're talking to someone who's like a total... I mean, I try to date gay guys into dating me, so I'm a changer. I want to change you. I want to fix you.
Okay.
You know, I just babied someone for 2 years. Like, I'm like a motherly.
You're a fixer.
I'm a
this
mother.
Is what you're
I'm a Jewish
do.
Mother in the making. You know, I got a lot of like, I can fix it in me. Or like, let me do it. Whatever. Anyway, so I don't know why I just did like EPS and like, like a Jewish shtick. I love you. And that's how I do it. That's how I fuck. But so, what was I talking about? Oh, relationships. Sometimes it takes like actually being really like put face to face with the thing that you're doing. That's why relationships do provide growth. If he can really be a reflection and hear her, if this is the thing that, even if they don't get back together and he's like, it's because of this.
She realized while hooking up with another guy, that I've never been like mid thrust with a chick and been like, ah, fuck that girl from 10 years ago. Like I've never had that happen. And like the only reason she's coming to him is because she had an uncomfortable hookup. She's saying, oh,
so
I want to go back
to
comfort. And he offers comfort.
Oh,
because...
my God.
No,
you're
but...
so right. I'm just someone who would, like, do you see my advice is like, no, hang in there. Baby.
No, get away.
No, you're
get away.
So
run
right.
away. You're a senior
right.
now. She's a sophomore. You got one more year. Here's how you play it, okay? You say to her over text, you write her a text tonight, and you say, listen, I hear what you're saying. I wish you the best. I just don't think you and I are going to work out. You have a lot of growing up to do. I have a lot of growing up to do. The only way we can do that is apart. And... Right now, the reason she's coming back to you is because she's looking for comfort. She went to a guy that wasn't the same, didn't feel good because when you're in a relationship, those hookups feel great.
But I do think relationships can have second chances. I think people, didn't you read the thing? Well, of course, I read the thing. In the, there was a thing in, one of them wedding, maybe New York Times. A couple got together, like college sweethearts broke up and like 15 or 7 years later, they reconnected. And
here's the difference though. She is a person that isn't confident enough in her own personality.
That's
so
right. That's
she
right.
She has to create.
She
think,
hasn't
like,
evolved yet. She actually hasn't grown. So, nothing's different.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing's different.
You're so right.
And she's using. And the minute I read that you're she so doesn't right. talk unless she's drunk, I knew this was someone. Because when someone does that, and it's not a bad thing. Listen, if you get drunk and you feel the most comfortable talking that, know that that's just a young person's thing to do.
That's so right.
Once you know yourself and you know the things you want and the person you are, you don't need those other crutches because you can say to the person, listen, I have this level that I need achieved. Mm-hmm. If it is not achieved, then you're out. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of girls do this. And I think ladies,
that's so
what
right.
you do a lot of the times is they'll say, why doesn't he do this? Why doesn't he do that? And it's like, well, if he's not doing the things you want, then you don't like him.
That is
you don't
so...
need, you know, why are we judging people based on how they react and instead of judging them on the things that we want.
You're so fucking right. You know what? I take back my advice. That's my own shit because I do this thing where I like hang, like I will not, my ego like won't accept breakups.
Yeah.
So I'm, like sometimes in a breakup, I'll be like, but if it were just different, like I literally wrote in a journal entry a few weeks ago, like my dream is that so-and-so and I get back together in 3 years and like he's just completely changed his personality. And then I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you just
like,
want a different
like
person.
Yeah, I just, oh my God. Like,
I just want him, but totally different. It's right. such a weird thing to
I want.
I
want him to treat me completely differently. I want him to see me in this way. And it's like, oh fuck, he doesn't. Oh my God.
No, and whoa. It's going to be somebody else and you'll be better off for that.
Absolutely.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com here with Sarah Armour, @SarahArmour on Twitter. This is kind of on the same subject. This is where did he go? Jared, okay, so normally I would ask a guy friend or older brothers about this,
aww.
But I'm pretty sure your advice is better than anyone else I could turn to. Well, thank you.
That is so sweet.
Here's the deal. I'm an 18-year-old girl, an incoming freshman at a school in my hometown. So a few months ago, I started talking to a guy in our quote-unquote relationship or whatever lasted about 6 weeks. In that time, we hung out constantly, met his family, we fucked quite a bit. One day before we were going to hang, he just stopped texting me. I figured, whatever, maybe he's busy, but he never texted again. Then he deleted me on Snapchat, unfollowed me on all social media, basically flat out just broke off what we had without any explanation or goodbye. As you can imagine, I'm pretty upset because I really like / still like him. He's my age and also will be home, staying at home for college, so I don't know how he expects to just not see me again. Also, during the time we were together, he never once told me I was pretty complimenting me on anything or anything.
He has
anything.
A girlfriend.
He told me my friends he thought I was hot and that he really liked me, but once again, never said anything to my face. I'm used to guys doting over me, not trying to be arrogant. So basically now I'm just here sad and trying to figure out what the fuck happened. Do you have any idea why he would just cut me off like that or any tips or why I should do moving on? A few of his friends are now trying to talk to me, but I'm not sure what to do. Anyways, thanks. Love the podcast. What do you?
He has a girlfriend.
You think he has a girlfriend?
He has a girlfriend.
See, that's the thing. Girls, what she's doing is so weird to me. Like, she, whether he
We've
has
all
a girl,
done it. I know what she's doing. I feel her pain.
I feel her,
you,
but
girl.
They all, a lot
you.
Of girls are out there like, what happened? They want to fucking play, you know, the detective. And
I
put
know.
Up like the strings with the pictures and
I
attach
know.
All the stories. And it's like,
I do too.
Why do you need that?
I
why?
Keep texting my ex and being like, what? What am I going to find out? What am I going to find? Like,
yeah,
if,
well,
and
why?
He keeps being like, stop. Like,
well, that's the thing. I just think that for a lot of girls out there, the toughest answer to give a girl is to say, yeah, I just don't see us being together.
Totally.
And that's really all it is. Like, this guy probably wants, you know, he's 18, you're 18. He wants to go out there and fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to go and, you know, put his dick everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be great, and that doesn't say anything about you. Like, why do we have to make it? What she's doing is making it about her.
Absolutely.
And she's saying he never complimented me, so he must be moving on because he doesn't think I'm pretty. That's not the case.
No.
He's moving on because his dick is like a tractor beam being like, boop, 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 girl with dark hair, not blonde hair.
Well, and also, you know? Like, she, yeah, first of all, I agree completely.
It's just, it's less personal than how she wants to make it. I mean, my advice
well,
to her.
What happens is what we do when something this extreme happens
yeah.
to protect ourselves, or this is at least what I think. I think to protect ourselves, we go, oh my God, like maybe he liked me so much that he couldn't, like it was too serious.
No.
I swear to God. I've had
he watched
many
a porno that had a good storyline. He's like,
totally.
That's what I need right now. I can't be with this girl.
But the bottom line is, you know what, girl? First of all,
yeah.
not, I don't think hope is valuable, but I do think that, like, who fucking knows, right? Don't take it so personally. He actually might have liked you so much that he just felt so intimidated and couldn't say anything and just fucked you and blocked you. But the bottom line is he doesn't matter because men, you want to be with someone who wants to be with you, and it doesn't matter why. He's not it because you're not it. And it's not about you being it. He's not it for you, and you're not it for him. If you were able to just be with everybody, why wouldn't we just be with, like, the fucking next-door neighbor?
Yeah.
You just, it's not a match. That's
it's not a match, and that's it. And I know she wants to go back and, like, look at it and be like, well, what if I had done this or done that? No.
Totally.
The hottest thing you can do, and I know you still like him. I can't tell you how to feel.
Here's what I tell you to do. Go dance, get naked.
Go with your girlfriend.
Get in the shower. No. Oh. I have very specific advice.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to get naked.
Okay.
I want you to put on.
Wait, say it slower.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. I'm so aggressive. See, I'm aggressive.
No. I'm trying to get hard over here.
No,
go
this
ahead.
Is. Oh, okay. Go. So here's what I want you to do. You're going to laugh then. This is not that sexy. I want you to go in the shower.
Yeah.
I want you to put on just like fucking Demi Lovato or something that just like gets you real fucking girl powered up.
Yeah.
And just like move your meat. Just literally move around to the shower. Then.
But never tell people that you moved your meat because that literally made my boner disappear.
Maybe don't say move your meat.
Just don't say that.
Okay, well, sorry.
But just dance around.
I'm doing a bit. But be
a woman.
But feel your body and feel like real. And whatever the song is, like just go feel it. Then. If you really want to have a good time with your feelings, make yourself fucking as sad as possible. Like, actually get sad about it and go fucking do some mirror work. Go cry your fucking eyes out in the mirror. Take cry selfies. Fucking masturbate. Be sad and actually just revel in it.
Yeah,
fucking indulge. You're alive, girl. You're lucky. You have feelings. And A, you're lucky because he's not it and you're going to get to find it because now you know it's not him. And you're alive. You got hurt. Love is so fun. You had that great experience. Don't fucking make it a bad thing.
And the thing is about a fade out, like, I've done it. Have you ever done it to a guy?
I'm pretty desperate. So
I've done the slow fade. And
I guess.
He is not looking forward to having to see you.
He feels awkward. He's young.
He feels awkward. He doesn't know how to handle it. He's young. That's really why he did the slow fade.
Mm-hmm.
Is he didn't know how to say to you, listen, I don't want to be with you. I want to move on.
And it has nothing to do with you.
And it has nothing to do with you. He was too much of a narcissist to think that you could move on.
Totally.
After hearing that. But the truth is, you would have rather have heard that. You would have rather him say, listen, I like you, but I'm not in love with you. I'd like to move on. And what he did now is he's fucked himself because he's going to have to see you at some point, just like you said. Here's what you do. Get sad. Have your moment where you're sad.
Do that.
Get it out of your system. And then what you do, move on confidently.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see him, hey, where'd you go? And that's like the only way to play it. Like kind of like smirk at it. Like do that emoji smirk at him. Just like, hey, what happened to you?
Totally.
And he will melt. Like he will not even know how to handle what to say to that. And he will be coming after you within seconds. You'll get a text immediately after, like, hey, it was great seeing you. We should hang out again. And you know what? You're going to look at him in that moment and be like, nah.
Totally.
I'm going to go older. I'm going to go more mature.
Totally.
I'm done with this. And you're going to see, really, that he wasn't ready for you in that moment. But it's going to take time.
I want to be really clear. That's exactly what it is, though. It's that he's not ready for you. It has nothing to do with you not being good enough. It has nothing. It's actually him. When we don't tell people what's really going on, we think that we're like being kind to them, but what we're really doing is being total fucking assholes and just like actually copping out. He's not bold enough to have that conversation. So don't fucking just get complete, cry your fucking eyes out, fucking go get a bikini wax, have a great fucking time, feel beautiful, fall in love with yourself, go date around, date someone older, enjoy your life, and then hit him up.
Totally.
Just for fun.
There you go.
That's it.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Predicament. What's up, JTFMpodcast@gmail.com? Hey, man, love listening to podcasts every Tuesday. It's a great way to break up my shitty college days. I go to an SEC school, and I'm heading back to my senior year with some baggage.
Aww.
Baggage is my girlfriend.
Oh.
She keeps getting thicker, and I don't know what to...
Oh,
this is a ridiculous email.
No.
She keeps getting thicker, and I don't know how to tell her to thin out.
Oh, no.
Every girl just went dry hearing that line, and every guy just died.
Oh, no.
At first, I thought it was a normal weight gain, but it's continuing into summer. I like her for her personality, but the physical aspect is slowly getting to me. She can't be on top anymore. And that's where she always wants to be. I can't believe that she's gotten that big.
I mean, I was just thinking that, like, she can't get on top. Anymore.
Yeah. Or
is
like
Mama June big? Like, how big are we? How thick is thick?
He writes, I don't know how to put it lightly. And then he writes in parentheses, pun intended. Her family is massively successful, and she should be inheriting cash flow once her bitch dad's heart
finally calls it quits. So he doesn't
want to
let her go. He doesn't want
to
let her go.
To put it into perspective, this school year alone, she put on fucking 45 pounds.
Whoa.
Summer, I don't know, but she is getting thicker.
Okay.
The fupa is too much for me. Any advice if I should ditch this bitch or slowly drown her in meat flaps for her asshole dad's money? Signing off.
Okay, so the answer is
this
you don't
guy's
like
priorities
her.
Are not
you don't
straight.
Like her. You don't like her. I don't want to give the advice because I do have advice, but I don't want to give it because you shouldn't date her. She's not it.
Also, here's what
She's
I'll say:
not it.
Dating if you're dating a girl or a guy with a lot of money, just think about how long life is. Like how life is a lot longer than the pleasure you will get out of maybe a nicer house or
true
things like
story.
That. Like,
I stayed with a guy probably an extra 4 years because I loved the lifestyle. He had a really? Home on the vineyard. I spent 6 summers on Martha's Vineyard on the street that Obama lived in. Like I was set for life. And the truth is, like I am.
It's funny because
total liar.
You expect that from girls. I don't know why. Maybe that's the misogynist in me. But like from girls, I'm like, okay, I get it.
I think money is really scary, and especially when you're young. That's why I was with him right out of college. Like, I loved him too. Like he was. I'm not trying to.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want him to hear this and have his feelings
hurt. But he's giving you things that you're
I
like.
I should have left.
You
years.
Become used to it. Like I'm sure.
And
this
I thought
guy-
I'm hanging in there until someone dies. But I would dream of him having a heart attack. He was overweight, and so then I'm like, I got to get out of here. I can't live like this.
Yeah, well, I think it's like it's funny dating someone who has, you know, an amount of money that you're like not used to.
Right.
It can be like, oh, well, I'm now now
like, I could fall in love. Yeah.
I could,
but
you know,
yeah,
I'm getting this vacation and all this shit.
Totally.
It always makes me nervous because you don't want to. No one wants to admit that they think about this shit. This kid's kind of joking, but he is thinking about it. It is on his mind.
He's
kind of
joking, but like.
But let me tell him, it'll hamper him for the rest of his life. The things that he wants to accomplish will never get accomplished because...
It'll be too easy.
Well, not just too easy, but at every turn, if he's going to be like working hard on something wherever he goes in his career, he'll be trying to work hard on that. And then it'll be like, the girl will be like, well, why don't we go to the Hamptons this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, but I got to go to work this weekend because I'm trying to get ahead of my job. And she's like... But why?
Mm-hmm.
We can just go to the Hamptons. And you're like, yeah, but you know what? You're right. That's what happens when you date someone out of your economic space. Because then you stop working at the thing. You know,
totally.
It's not that, you know, rich kids do have this different lifestyle. And, you know, there are rich kids that work very hard. But there's also these rich kids that, like, you know, they can go. They'll take vacations whenever they want. They'll take days off whenever they want. And it's like. Listen, your career can only go that far.
Totally.
Because now you're operating on the rich kid schedule.
You will feel like a loser.
You're going to feel like a loser.
You're going to feel like a loser.
Yeah, so I mean, that is something for anyone. If you're thinking about those things, I hear why you're thinking those
things. Totally. And it's okay. You're not like everybody does.
You're not wrong. Everyone
does.
But you have to be willing to give up those things to have the things you want in your own life. Like you want to be, you know, you get... The way you feel confident, the way you feel good about yourself is having success in your own life and earning those things. And if someone else is just like, yeah, but daddy has the jet this weekend. It's tough to say no to daddy's jet.
But also, she sounds like she sucks, number one, and has nothing like really
this
going on.
This fat fucking bitch. No.
Well, it sounds like she's upset. Here's the thing. Okay, so I have two things to say. First
sure.
of all, when you're chasing money, let me talk slower. Anyway,
no,
that's
no,
good
no, please.
Feedback. No, I'm really getting feedback a lot. This has been since the fifth grade. I think I've said this before. This is my plight. I'm okay. Okay. I was in a car crash once and the guy's like, ma'am, you're freaking out. Like, your adrenaline's up. I'm like, no, I talk like this. I'm fine. I'm actually fine. They like put me in a gurney. I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Time.
I'm fine. They're like, you're having an anxiety attack. I was like, no, I'm not. Okay. So, number one, stability with money is a myth. Nothing is promised. My family went bankrupt in 2008. Money is nothing. Her family having money exists right now.
Yes.
But like, you can, man.
If you count on that as a part of the equation of why you're staying with her, you will never be happy.
You will,
It'll
in fact, you'll
happen.
probably bring about the energy of her family going bankrupt and losing all the money. Like, money is not, you can get, fucking Katrina can happen. Nothing is stable. There is no like future.
There's you know what the money in relationships, it's good if you're both on the same page. Mm-hmm. If you're both like, you know, the things that bring you happiness are the same things.
Totally.
But you know, if the things that bring your significant other happiness are, you know, jets to the Bahamas, which that makes everybody happy.
Right.
But like, if that's the thing that she absolutely needs, you have to be able to go out on your own to provide that. And if you can't go out on your own, then you are just going on someone else's jet, which is a nice thing, but doesn't really make you feel good. It's not like you're the one, you know, paying this bill. Also, back to what her gaining weight, I don't think there's anything you can say. I don't think I've ever...
I do think there is something you can say, but only if you're doing it from an authentic place.
If you really like her...
Don't manipulate her by doing this. So that's why I'm hesitating, because I'm mad at this dude. I'm not mad at you, but like, you don't... Just don't date her. She's not it.
End it.
You don't deserve her. She doesn't deserve you. You both
end
deserve...
End it, and if you end it, do not mention it's because she got fat, because that shit... When
oh related, my God, do not mention shit, if you end it.
But that shit will get out.
Oh my God, and it's so hurtful.
That is, you know, if you end it and you're like, listen, I love you, I just, you know, I'm in senior year of college and I don't see how this goes any further, that will never get out.
Totally.
You'll be fine with other chicks.
Totally.
If you say to her, listen, you've been getting a little thick lately and I can't even let you on top anymore because it crushes my dick, her friends will hear that story.
Totally.
The minute it happens, and you will be the dude who hates fat chicks.
Totally.
And that dude ain't be fucking.
But I do have a way, because this is probably a way that people feel.
Mm.
Like, my girlfriend's getting fat and I want to.
Really?
I think so. I think that's a fair way to feel. Like, even if I was madly in love with my partner, if part of being in a relationship is being responsible for being attractive,
well,
you know?
And wanting to be good for the other person.
Totally. Like,
yeah,
you
not
give
giving
that,
up.
Right.
Yeah.
You like,
it's attractive that the person's trying for you.
Yeah, you make a promise. Be like, yeah, like, I still want to turn you on. I still want you to,
totally.
You know, like, we're in this. Let's keep having the best sex. Let's keep, you know.
So how does he help her?
I think that when someone gains 45 pounds, especially if it was that fast, like, something's going on.
Something's up, yeah.
And, like, for you to make it like, what's wrong with you? You're fat is like so not the point. And
I agree.
You get your dick getting crushed, or you feeling like you don't want to see her fupa. First of all, fall in love with fupas, man. The older you get, the more you're going to find out, I think. Maybe people have different tastes, but I think bodies, just practice for fun, just falling in love with bodies. Just see, try practicing just humans as sexy. This is like another human on the planet's naked body, and like, it's hot. It's awesome. Like, it's really sensual. Yeah, play in.
I think it's two choices. You're right. He obviously doesn't, if he's like, oh, she's so fat now, then you don't like her that much,
right.
And you should just end it. Don't end it because she's fat. End it for another reason. Make it up. Just say whatever you have to say, but never, don't even mention food.
No.
Like, don't even mention,
because she'll get
anything.
Help. She will come back.
She'll come back.
Actually, you breaking up with her, because it doesn't sound like you're a good
motivate.
Partner. Well, we might just get her the support she needs. Like, now that I just broke up with my boyfriend, I just broke up. All of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I am so supported. I'm so loved.
You have friends that are there for you,
like,
want to take you out,
you
want to go
meet. You
need
that time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She actually just might, you both just might not be happy, actually. And
totally.
So,
but if you do think you like her, which I think the first way to go, you got to, if you have a girl out there that's like putting on some weight, why don't you do some activities together? Do a Tough Mudder together.
And ask her, you can ask her what's wrong. You can be like, look, babe, like,
is
I'm not saying
okay?
this. Yeah, like, I'm not saying this from a bad place. I love you so much. I love your body. You look like you've gained a lot of weight. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but like, to me, pretend to be insightful. To me, it means like, maybe there's something that you're not saying, and like, is there something
what
you
want to do?
What
better?
Can I do to talk to you? How can I make you feel?
This is kind of back to the threesome conversation.
Totally.
That you're with it
totally.
Together on that. How do we do this together? What can I do better? What can I help you with?
Yeah.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com, here with Sarah Armour @SarahArmour on Twitter. Two guys, one bed. Me and my fruddy.
Been there.
Me and my fruddy, frat buddy, were brainstorming on how to maximize the square footage for raging our faces off in our apartment. Frat apartment. Would it be chill if we turned one of the rooms into an extra rageatorium and both shared my king bed in the other bedroom? No homo. P.S. Another plus, if one of us gets lucky, we both get lucky. Frat man Finnegan. What do you think?
He's gay.
Yeah. Right away?
Absolutely.
I did this one semester.
If you don't know if it's gay or not, My brother was on a lacrosse team. I think that they like passed fruit between their asses together, yeah. And he has no problem knowing that he's not gay.
Here's why he might be gay, just because he's like, yeah, we'll just
no homo.
Share
but
the,
would it be weird if we shared a bed?
Shared a bed, but that's not the answer. I've done this.
Oh,
so
okay. Okay.
With my
okay.
fraternity, I lived with one dude. I was a sophomore, and lived with a senior. We had, in our house, we had 50 guys live in the house, so everyone had roommates.
Mm-hmm.
So there was room 5 and 6, okay?
Mm-hmm.
5 and 6 were right next to each other, obviously. I was in one room, in 6, with my buddy, Uncle Duncan. And Uncle Duncan and I had room 6, and then he was a senior, I was a sophomore. In 5 was the baby and my other buddy, G-Unit, okay? So the baby and G-Unit were sophomore seniors also. And we were all close friends. So what we did was we moved all the bunk beds into 5, and we made 6 and we a party room, a hangout room, like a living room, and called it 6A.
Okay.
So we called the one with all the
so you
beds.
You had like a club. You had that club 6A.
Yes. It was the one with all the beds was called Bunkzilla.
I love it.
Because it had all the bunk beds.
I love
and
it.
And then room 6 was 6A. So my advice to this guy is to do it. Set an amount of time to do it for, because we knew in our house we would switch rooms every semester. So we knew it was a one semester thing.
That's a great
call. It was fun. So we knew that it
get
would
get someone
end.
Else involved.
You get someone.
Get an Airbnb going. You get make it a thing.
Through.
Come on, hustle people.
But what we would do is if we hooked up, it was fun because, it was like a fun, hilarious thing that we had 4 beds in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6A turned into this like party. And people knew that that was somewhere they could show up where there were always booze. And that's the thing. When people know that you have that party room, people are like, oh, what's going on in 6A tonight? What's going on in your rage-atorium? So I'm saying to this guy, what you do is you get a bunk bed and you put it in the other room. You guys bunk it up, and then the rage-atorium, you turn into the first night you're back at school, you just have a huge rager, and you let people know that this place is where you guys come back to every night. This is the last stop on the party trip. There'll always be beers in the fridge. There's always going to be a handle of Jack, and you make that a spot for people, and people will show up there, and it'll be a great time. Get like a strobe light or some shit. Always have a good playlist on. Dude, I'm for it.
So own it. So
own
you're just
it.
Saying like, it's the same
but
thing.
But do the bunk bed. You got to get a bunk bed. Don't sleep in the same bed. Get the bunk bed, because then at least girls are less likely to be weirded out.
It sounds like there's a bed there. I don't forget that this guy's going to IKEA.
We had king size bunk beds in my fraternity.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, you can get these made. You can go to a wood shop and have them build you.
Oh my god! Especially in a definitely share a room.
Yeah. So especially in a college town, there's these like furniture shops that just do these things. If you walk in there and be like, I want a king size bunk bed. They'll be like $250.
Totally.
You split that
That's
up.
Not bad at
and
all.
And then you two have this like amazing fun time. And
totally.
What you do is you put an end date on it. Because if you end it, then you at least that you'll go back to a normal lifestyle at some point. There's no like weird thing with you guys.
Totally. And all I will say
go
this.
For it.
My brother, all through college, his bed was so close to his roommate's bed all through college that they could hold hands at night.
Really?
Yeah. It's like nothing's gay if you don't make it gay.
We used to, in Bunkzilla, it was hilarious. That was a fun semester.
I think it's bonding.
I'm remembering it right now, so definitely do it. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Junior Fall.
What? I don't even know what that means.
Hey, J-Train, I'm going to cut the BS and get right to it. I'm going to be a junior at a mid-sized school in New England in the fall.
That is so funny that that's the title, and that's like that's still all bullshit. He hasn't said anything. It's called Thing in the Fall, and he's like, I don't want to beat around the bush. I'm going to be this in the fall. That's the bullshit.
I have a dilemma that's in dire need of your wisdom. So all last semester, I was casually consummating with this girl, a real 7-8-5.
Oh, wait, remind me.
Face, body, personality.
7 face.
8 body.
8 body.
5 face.
Well, okay.
She's really cute. Rocking body. Sex is incredible.
Wait, personality is third or face is third?
Personality is third.
Got it. Okay. Face, body. Okay.
It's a clue.
Got it.
She's really cute. Rocking body. And the sex is incredible. Girl takes care of the balls better than Steph Curry. After talking with this girl, she said this semester she wants to be all or nothing. Pretty much meaning she just doesn't want a late night booty call. Understandably. I'm going abroad in the spring, so I'd pretty much be playing on house money because our relationship would have an expiration date.
She knows this and is okay with us not getting too serious. She just doesn't want to feel like a last resort.
I got that.
I would be totally down for this. There's just one thing. She's boring as shit to hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
When we first started hanging out, I thought she was just being shy and quiet. We didn't know each other that well. But after a semester, it hasn't stopped. Having a conversation is like pulling teeth. Get a drink in her, and she's super fun. But if I'm committing to a full semester with a girl, I want her to be able to hang with the bros as well as be good in the sack. So my question to you is, should I suck it up and stay with her for the incredible sex, or cut it loose and enjoy the last time I can bang freshman girls without it being creepy? Would be greatly appreciated for your help. So what do you think? He's got the girl. I understand where she's coming from too. She's like, I don't want to be a last resort. I want to actually try this out. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to tell my friends at 2 a.m. that I'm going to meet with a guy that I've been mooting with for the past 2 months. Like, I look pathetic. But she also thinks she can get him into a relationship in this semester and then keep him there for when he goes abroad.
So here's what I think. I think if the sex is really good and you actually want to use the opportunity, if you're like, okay, the potential I see for growth here is to get like, I think you don't necessarily need to be like with the person you're going to marry. I've had some great affairs, right?
Okay.
So if you're like, I'm going to spend this semester really making this like the sex, I'm going to just go there in terms of sex and intimacy and just have this be that kind of experience. And then when you break up, really be clear that it's like, there's no, you know, like.
I agree with you.
There's an expiration date anyway.
I think that's the sound advice is to.
Enjoy it. Indulge in what it is.
Dig in. Dive in.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. She's boring.
Well, right, but just don't. You don't have to be her. She's not like, I need to be your girlfriend.
Here's my advice,
though. Tell me.
And I hear what you're saying. I agree with you. If she wasn't boring, I'd be in for diving further into this. They'd get weird together. They have a great time.
Oh, but maybe her sex is boring.
Junior year fall semester is the pinnacle of the college experience, and that might be the title of this episode. Fall semester is your best semester of college, especially if you go to a big football school. Because let me give you the reasons. If you're going to go into your freshman year is uncomfortable. You don't know who your friends are. You don't know anybody there. You're trying to meet people. You're trying to find your corner of your school.
Totally.
Sophomore year, you're getting used to that corner. Mm-hmm. Some of your friends fall out. Some of them become better friends. You have some hookups. You're probably losing your virginity. You're probably, you know, maybe losing your virginity or getting past those first few hookups that feel uncomfortable. Now you're starting to have real fun sex and you're starting to do well in school. You're understanding, you're trying to figure out your major. So sophomore year has its questions.
Mm-hmm.
Junior year, you know where you stand.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my summer before my junior year, I was so fucking pumped because I was like, I know where I'm living. I know what my schedule is going to be. I know how to get to classes. I know how to study. Like, I finally figured out
how owning your like life.
Yeah. You knew what you, what you were at the school. I got my fraternity or I got my group. And that junior fall is really when the best times happen.
That's
so
right.
Yes, if you're with a cool girl, be with her, dive into that. But if you're not sure about something the summer before junior year, you better be fucking sure.
I agree.
You better just cut all ties because, listen, you and your buddies are going to have a great time next semester. You got to dig into your buddies, dig into your corner of school.
Your passion for fall junior year is so real.
I believe in it because also you have the cushion of knowing another year is ahead of you.
Right.
You're not even looking for jobs yet.
That's so right.
You don't even have to think about internships because that can be pushed off to next semester.
You might still have your parents' credit card.
Yes, this is the best semester of college, and no one wants to admit to this because everyone wants to say best 4 years of your life. It's really a good 2.5 years.
I agree totally. If that, don't make it anything.
But this junior fall is the semester you think about. And also, if you're in a fraternity, which I would think most of you are listening to this, you know everyone above and below you. The people above you are the ones that rushed you. The people below you are the ones you rushed. So you have an affinity for everyone in this house. No one is beyond your reach.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm this kid, dump this girl. I don't care how hot she is. She's a supermodel, but don't even fucking worry about it. You're going to have so much weird ass junior year because you are so confident in the place you have that girls are going to be attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got this house. He's got this house and he's going to have a late night, with all his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to be dancing to, songs from the 70s for some reason because they know they want to do that. So I think what he needs to do, end it. And if you're in a relationship before junior year, junior fall, it's like, it's really just the high point of it all. That's really the point that you think of when you think of your memories from college.
I agree.
And you're going abroad. Then you go abroad. Maybe this girl falls back in, but, you know, take a strong standpoint. I would remove her from my Rolodex, go clean slate. That you ever do that moment where you're like hooking up with, like, maybe you're like, you're dating around, hooking up with a bunch of people, and you're like, you know what? I'm kind of half in on all these. I'm cleaning the slate.
100%.
Clean the slate.
Totally.
Take that chalkboard, start erasing shit.
I agree.
And don't fucking think twice about it, because that chalkboard's going to get fucking chalked up again.
Well, also, like, here's what I've learned. Not letting go of the thing that's wrong for you blocks a lot of opportunity.
Blocks the fun.
Yes. So if you're like, okay, I'm going to do it. You're right. My advice is, I've been wrong this whole time. So here's the thing, guys. You need to understand, from my point of view, like, I'm just like a hardcore opportunist. And so I like try to max out whatever. So if I'm having great sex, I'm going to be like, all right, let's see how great this sex can be. What that is, then I'll get my needs met other places. That's what I'm saying. Like, there is always sure, you could also stay in there and get your needs met.
Yeah.
But Jared's right. Fuck it. She's not it. And if you let go of this good sex, the possibility of even more and better sex, if that's what you're doing it for, have more of it.
And you know what? All your buddies, there'll be a night. And here's what's going to happen if you stay with this chick. You're going to have this hot chick, and she's going to say, you know, come to my formal or whatever it is. And then you're going to, like, get dressed to go to this formal, and all your buddies are going to be sitting there in their underwear, getting high.
Right.
And you're going to look at them, and they're going to go, where are you going, man? And you're going to go, I got to go to this formal with this chick.
This boring-ass chick.
That's fucking annoying.
You're going to be asking for, like, drugs to do secretly. Yeah.
And they're going to go, oh, that sounds like fun. And then you're going to go, what are you guys doing tonight? And they're going to go, I don't know. And you're going to be so fucking jealous.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing more earth-shattering than when your buddies have no plan, and you're like, that sounds like the best plan.
This happens in adult. I think the end of my relationship was when he came to Passover.
Yeah.
That was it. The choice of Passover or going out was like, holy shit, I'm going to Passover.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was done. He didn't want Passover. I fucking need Passover.
Yeah,
see you later.
Need the events.
I need Passover.
Girls need events.
Girls need you to show up. And if you're down to show up for a chick, then you really like her. And if you're not, then you don't.
Yeah. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Guys, let me do some shout outs before we go to the news. Sarah, thank you for coming on. This
so my pleasure.
So
anytime.
Awesome. Here's what we're going to do. We have a new segment for this week. We're going to do, this is a new thing we're going to try this week. We're going to do some shout outs, and then we're going to do a hypotheticals, and then we're going to do the news. We'll bring Mansamp in for the hypotheticals. And then that's it. So guys, also, before we move on, my website, jtraincomedy.com. All my stuff is up there. Also, I'm going to colleges in the fall. Email harryschmuckler@gmail.com. harryschmuckler@gmail.com. If you have any interest in me coming to your college or fraternity.
You're going
to
want to spell that.
harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Then also, we are here at Stand Up New York Labs. That is right above Stand Up New York Comedy Club. I've been seeing a lot of you guys at this club. Keep coming out. If you're coming to New York this summer, I'd love to have you come to a show. StandUpNY.com. You can use the promo code TFM, get free tickets. Also, you can go to StandUpNYLabs.com and check out all the great podcasts that they put together here. Go to iTunes, rate us, please. And here's some shout-outs. I want to Snapchat shout-out Jacked Upon Wheat. Need shit pics and mainly dick pics. Also, Blackball Steve Holt, because fuck him. See you at 3. This chick cheated on her boyfriend, who's my bro, and is in the Marines, shitty person, so please shout out her Snapchat. Literally blow up her phones with shits and dicks. Kimbo Slicey with 4 Y's. Hey, Jizzosaurus Rex, big fan, even though your mid-podcast ad-airing bullshit pisses me off.
Oh, no.
Dude, that's called reality. Sorry, we have to...
You're not always jizzing,
yeah,
bro.
I gotta pay the bills.
Not everyone's a Jizzosaurus.
Just because the internet's free doesn't mean it all just comes... There's a reason there's pop-ups. So my buddy's a Queef Master Blaster and ended up giving my full name on your podcast. Caught me completely off guard. So I'm asking for a Snapchat shout out for him so he can get some love with your taint. One-eyed trouser snakes, dirty brown caverns, and more to Mike F1994. Mike F1994, a.k.a. the soft serve. Flaccid penis syndrome while in the midst of fucking with a female. Also give a shout out to Joe the Ginger so he'll stop kissing the tips of dicks. Because he's got a disease that makes him do so. Thanks, J-Train. Keep it sleazy. Got most of the fraternity listening to the podcast. There's another one. Hey, my snap name is Levi James 14. I could use some shits and tits in my life. Captain Randall 5 with 2 L's. Captain Randall 5 with 2 L. He writes, female encouraged to snap. Go Hogs. Keep up the good work, J-Boy. He wrote females with a money sign as the S.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
pretty hilarious. I love that. Guys, if you want a Snapchat shout out, just tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We will come right back with the hypotheticals and the news. Be right back. I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make of me. Hey guys, welcome back. I got Man Sam coming out of the booth. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man.
Go follow him on Twitter @ManSamp. Mandatory Samson Podcast is every Friday. Go check that out. Subscribe. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on. That was great.
It is my pleasure.
Great answering those emails with you, as always. Now, I kind of had this thing in me. I was sitting at a bar, and I was like, I love hypotheticals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're on a road trip, I love hypotheticals. So, sure. I asked the listeners to send in some hypotheticals.
That's
like,
a great idea.
Would you rather? So we have some hypotheticals. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
We'll do this. If the listeners like this, we'll do it every week before the news, and we'll see how it goes.
Adorable.
You know, we tried Instagram Bame of the Day, and that was more of a visual thing.
For sure, it's more of a visual thing.
This is
an
audio game we're playing right now.
Yeah, it was kind of weird for me to describe why I thought girls were hot every week. So this is a new one. Would you rather? Dear J-Train, fuck those corny names, dumbass. Back to what really matters. This podcast gets me through my shit internship like everyone else. I work in New York and definitely will be coming to a show soon. Oh, cool.
Aww.
Question is this. Also pretty fucked up. Would you rather witness your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm,
or join in one time to make it stop? P.S. Shout out Shippensburg University. See you never. So what do you think?
Oh, my God.
Wow, it's...
That's a tough one.
Really heavy question.
It's a weird would you rather. It's really...
Well, because then it's what
hell would you prefer?
Right.
Well, it's like, what's your relationship to incest, really? Like, how much do you want to fuck your parents, actually?
My question is this. Am I out there, like, waving to them? Do they see me watching? Like, if I'm not seen watching, I'd rather... Like, if I could hide...
Right.
During it, I'd rather watch.
Listen to the TFM podcast while
you're
watching.
Yeah, I could get work done. And if I have to be in the room, but at least I'm in the closet, peering, I'm cool with that over the jump in one time.
Yeah, I'd much rather. I agree with you.
Watch than jump in.
I think. Because
then you can't even, like, watch. You can get over that. You can't get over.
I almost am like, no. I'm pretty sure that my parents, well, I have a bit about this. I don't think my parents enjoy sex together. I don't think they...
Why do you think that?
Well, because they decided not to get divorced but not to work on the relationship. So now they're just like miserable in the house. And like I asked my... I can't be doing bits on air, but like they're having bad weird sex as far as I understand.
Did you asked your mom about the sex?
Well, I said, I was like, why are you here? Like, do you even have sex anymore? And then her response was just like so weird. I swear to God, she goes... I said, are you and dad... This is a true story. I said, are you and dad still having sex? Like, why don't you just go and like get your needs met, you know? She said, of course we're having sex. She was so offended. Of course we're having sex.
No, she got mad.
She goes, but it's boring.
Oh, no.
She goes, I want role play. I want fun.
Oh, no.
And then she said,
at what point are you like, I'm never going to have sex again myself? Yeah.
Then she said, every time I have sex with your father, all I see is his back.
Oh, my God.
And it was like so confusing. Like,
what?
Is my mom like dildo fucking my dad? Like, what? What is going... He's not... They're fat. My parents are both fat. She's not hoisted over his shoulder. I assure you of that.
It's interesting when you do have... I don't have an extreme a case as this, but you do have these instances with parents. Well, then all of a sudden, they'll slip and just let you...
Let you know.
Like, open the door a little crack to let you into like where you have to do the math yourself and you don't want to do the math.
What kind of math is that?
You literally in your mind at that moment you're like, okay, how would I be looking at a guy's back?
She fucking put me into fucking advanced AP, like, you know, whatever algebra. I'm in algebra 2 right now. I don't need to think about that. But so I guess I would watch and just out of genuine curiosity at this point.
Do they have mirrored ceilings?
I don't even think they have mirrors. They're like squatting in their house. Their life is horrible.
So we're all on board with watching rather than jumping in the one.
Yeah, because what are you going to do? You're going to like fondle your dad's balls? Yeah, like, how are you going to get involved? What are you going to do?
I feel like you slap your mom's ass. That's what.
No, I'm not going to touch my mom. That at least my dad, I can be like, you were weird.
The decision of where I go in this whole bed is really horrible.
I would just like kiss them both on the foreheads.
I did it. Does this count?
Love you guys. Love you.
Here's one more hypothetical. And if you have a hypothetical, send it in. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. I am enjoying this already. So
yeah.
Okay, so you have to rank these.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You marry someone who's against drinking.
Okay.
Marry someone whose biggest life mission is CrossFit, talking about CrossFit and using the stupid CrossFit lingo.
Whoa.
Or marry someone who's against eating meat.
That's meat. An easy one for meat. Me.
So
frankly,
one, two, three. How do you...
Number one is the person that's against drinking, because we'll just smoke weed. Like, that's fine. I'm not a big drinker anyway. It doesn't even bother me. So,
But what about if, like, you got, like, a glass of wine and they're like, ugh.
I could go the rest of my life never having alcohol. It wouldn't bother
really?
Me.
Really? Okay, yeah. So one is the drinking.
Yeah.
Two is what?
CrossFit, probably, because I'm going to want to eat meat. Meat's a deal breaker.
Meat's the third one. What is yours?
I think I could let go of meat, actually. Like, I feel like just naturally my body is sort of just asking for more, like, carbs and cheese and, like, greens. Like, that's, like, all I don't need. I'm also lactose intolerant, so I'm having a lot of eating issues. But the point is that meat doesn't – I, like, eat around meat a lot. Like, and meat's gross, you know? Like, it's all chemicals and shit. Like, I would rather – so meat could go.
So
– Then
– So the first one is meat.
Yeah.
The second one –
The second one that I would get rid of?
No. This
the second one that I'd be down for.
You would marry second.
I would marry second, no drinking. Again, I smoke a lot of weed.
And third is CrossFit.
I'm not going to be fit in this lifetime.
Yeah, so.
I'm not committed to fitness at all.
I'm going, this is a tough one.
I'm committed to fitting this dick in my mouth, but that's about it.
The only meat you need.
I just want you listeners to like me. Thank you.
I would be first with the meat person.
Mm-hmm.
I would go off of meat.
Yeah, I would go off of meat first.
I'd go off of meat first, and then I would go the against drinking second. I like to get drunk. Second would be CrossFit. Third would be the drinking. Uh-huh. I like to drink a good amount, and not like in an alcoholic way, but in like a... We won't call him an alcoholic.
I mean, I like to party. Like, I definitely am down for fun.
Well,
but
here's
like,
the thing: like, the best relationships are that I've experienced are the ones where you're on the same page with that shit.
Totally.
So it's like, right. You know, like if you could get drunk together and then you're like, okay, let's go be fat asses together. Then let's go
totally.
And pass out pre 8 o'clock. Like, it's a fun night.
Yeah.
You know, anytime I've been in a relationship with someone, they're like, you want to have a shot? Right
yeah, you
now?
Need to be exactly
it's never
who
worked
you are.
Out. Yeah. Right. The only thing about the CrossFit thing, to have someone that could be, that, to be
I mean, that
convinced
kind
of
woman,
a workout that much, that didn't even exist 2 years ago.
What else
could
they?
What else
into?
Could they be convinced
well,
into?
Well, it's also like a really specific female body type.
Yeah, it is.
Like you're dating.
It's like a female swimmer. Like when the female swimmers become men. Male swimmers become women
she
with their bodies.
She can literally lift you over her head.
Something hot about that.
It's true,
totally.
But I want
something.
I mean, strength is hot for sure.
Would you rather hook up with a obese guy or a guy who is a like Olympic body? Now I'm doing my own. I love hypotheticals. Olympic muscle person. What are they
like
called?
Weightlifter.
A professional weightlifter or someone who is not, who's like clinically obese, but not. In a cart.
Well, so okay, is this? I dated a guy.
So pre stomach surgery, fat, but not thin, or Olympic style weightlifter.
Olympic style weightlifter. He can throw me around.
So that's what you would go with?
Yeah, but
even though his penis is going to look weirdly small on the compared to his body.
Big well, bomb, small fuse.
Yeah, he's going to be like, you know, who's the professional weightlifter that?
Can
ever-
he just have a huge dick? Can I? Add that in.
No.
Or do these guys have the same size dicks? Or
they
are
all
they
take
small?
Steroids, so like they.
Oh,
you know, they
that's
have steroid
true.
Dick problems.
Oh, I mean, I need meat. I need meat. So whoever had a bigger dick is who I'd fuck.
That's who you go.
Yeah.
So, but I'm saying, like, let's say dick, same dick size,
uh-huh.
But one is on a overweight fellow, and the other one is on a guy that you can see like every muscle.
Yeah, twins on different.
Can
rounds
you give
here?
Me a
yeah.
celebrity? Relation like my ex-boyfriend was like 5'9 and 260, so like he might have been obese, but I liked, you know, we had sex.
What are they called? Fitness models?
Yeah, like I need to know like what the fat version.
Bodybuilders.
How fat
are we talking?
Okay, Chris Farley.
Okay.
It's Chris Farley.
Okay.
Okay, you have to be with this person the rest of your life.
Oh my god, it's rest of your life.
Yeah.
Not just to fuck. Oh my god. Okay, Chris Farley or
this guy.
Show me. Oh, definitely Chris Farley.
No, no. So who am I looking at right now? Can we look at, what is his name? So the listeners can look him up. People hate this right now.
I'm very...
Is that the website isteroids.com?
Yeah, it's called iSteroids.com. I'm trying to... What, the art of professional... Who is this guy?
I'm not no comfortable idea. With veins like that.
Like a Mr. Olympia. Who's last year's Mr. Olympia?
So weird. I don't. And also
Mr.
Like,
Olympia 2014. Who was last year's myth?
I mean, I would jive way more with the fat guy's lifestyle. That's for sure.
That's what I'm saying. This is the rest of your life.
I would rather drink
You have
laugh.
To deal with him... Like,
I'll drink and laugh.
With him eating at 4 a.m, him making an egg.
Oh, damn.
That has oatmeal in the egg.
It looks like Kai Greene or Phil Heath is a rivalry that I'm looking at, Mr.
I want,
Olympia,
like, no,
so.
I'm down with Chinese food
Kai
on Netflix.
Kai Greene. Let's look him up. Okay, or I'm Chris up. Farley. Oh, here he is. Perfect. Yes.
You know what? Chris Farley was also like.
So if you're out there listening still, Kai Greene or you're with Chris Farley the rest of your life. And for the males, you're with a female version of Kai Greene or Melissa McCarthy?
Oh, my God. Okay, Kai Greene.
I'd way rather be with Melissa McCarthy than like a very muscle-bound woman. It's too weird.
And or someone on 600-pound life.
Oh, my God. This guy is terrifying.
You got to bathe this woman.
No, I'm out on that.
Yeah, I think I am too.
I can't even.
There's something about the professional, like the Miss Olympia, that to me, like one time with it, I'd be like, okay.
His veins look like ropes, you guys.
So let's go to the news.
He doesn't like women.
If you have a hypothetical, go send it in to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. That was a lot of fun. Let's go for the news.
I like that. We should keep doing that.
Yeah, we should keep doing that.
All right. These are the four types of drunks, according to University of Missouri scientists.
Okay.
The study, which involved 374 undergraduates at a large Midwestern university, drew from literature and pop culture in order to conclude there are four types of drinkers. The Mary Poppins, the Ernest Hemingway, the Nutty Professor, and the Mr. Hyde. 40% of the people make up the Ernest Hemingway demo. Drunks, according to the study, do not exhibit any remarkable personality changes when drinking because they drink so much that they're just used to it and their bodies can handle it.
Okay, so they're saying that drinking doesn't really change the person you are?
In the Ernest Hemingway
personality.
Okay,
what's the other
type?
Personality?
Wait, and what? And can you like say a little more about that? You're like a brooding writer or like what's like...
Whatever your personality is during the day, that's what it is when you're drinking at night because you drink so much that your body's used to it.
Have you ever dated someone who's been on a different personality when they're drinking? I don't trust it because I think when someone's drinking, they're just letting go of the things that are holding them back. So the things that are in their head when they're sober, they're just letting out.
I agree.
So I hate when someone's like, "Oh, I was drunk." It's like, "Yeah, you were drunk."
No, what you said when you're
more
drunk,
like yourself.
Yeah, you meant
it's
what you said.
Truth serum.
You meant what you said.
You mean what you say when you're drunk. Mm-hmm. I once had a roommate way long ago. He get drunk muscles.
Oh yeah. Well,
so
that's
those are the worst.
That's Mr. Hyde's.
Oh, okay. Mr.
What
Hyde's.
What is that? What's that?
Out of control monsters that just break shit and they want to fight and they do all this stuff. It's a Jekyll and Hyde situation. The other two are Mary Poppins drinkers, which are people that just become really friendly and happy, which is fine.
Yeah, those are the ones you want to fuck.
and Nutty Professors, a category made up of introverts who, thanks to the powerful magical spell of liquid courage, become the life of the party.
Hate
those people.
They're the worst. Yeah.
Hate those people because here's the thing about the person that's the introvert that then gets drunk and becomes the extrovert or the outer, whatever it is. You go and hang out with that person when you're sober. At a certain point, you become friends with that person. Then you're like, oh, I'm fucking, most of my time is sober.
Totally.
You know, like I get 10% fun guy and 90% lump of coal.
Well,
like,
you
I
also
don't want
realize
that
that person is not that confident. Like, you kind of want to surround yourself with confident people. And if you don't think that you can like make big moves sober, then when you're doing them drunk, it means you just like needed this.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little like.
My new thing when I get drunk is I do like I've been, I'll sit at a bar. I will sit at a bar and drink and just like hang there, like very much watch the scene. I look like the creepiest fucking dude alive. Like, it is so bad. And then like the thing is, like, people will come talk to you and you get in these conversations. This guy, like, I just don't want to, like, the worst thing is I don't want to talk to them. I just want to sit there.
It's a total crapshoot when you're sitting
it's
there,
a crapshoot. One guy, he saw my hat. I gotta stop wearing articles of clothing that tell you something about
me. It's the
worst, because I wear this hat and it says outline of Massachusetts. And he's like, Massachusetts?
And be like, and no, like, it was Tennessee.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And he goes, where are you from? And I told him my town. He goes, yeah, I'm from whatever town he was from. He goes, well, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but that's so mad.
Well, then I go, what?
He nailed it.
I go, what are you talking about? He goes, you know, Massachusetts, hello. Go fuck yourself. I was like, that's not a Massachusetts hello.
See, I kind of got it right.
I didn't get it. I was like, what are you talking about? Go fuck yourself? I was like, get out of here.
You're a little more upscale than the rest of
us. I guess so.
Where do you need him?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I didn't even understand it. I was like, go fuck yourself.
My mom's from the North Shore, and she would have been like, ah.
Yeah, well, then.
Lynn, the city of sin. I don't know.
Oh, that is true.
You don't come back the way it came in. I'm from a weird place, you know?
But that's the thing. Like, I don't understand these people. The people come up to you and say, like, these things that are like, that's a conversation ender.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, it's just assuming someone's inside joke is like the same as yours.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if someone came over to me from Jersey and was like, go fuck yourself, I'd be like, okay. You know?
Pleasure?
I would take him seriously. I would be like, oh, everyone in Jersey is in a fight. You know, like, we're all angry. Everyone's pissed.
Let's go to the next story.
Why don't we pick from one of two to end this thing? One is about weed. Being a medical thing that's good.
Okay.
Oh, or a 6-day boner story.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Oh, damn.
This is a would you rather.
Man,
let's do a 6-day boner story.
Okay. Yeah, we can save the weed one. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to talk about science right now, so.
No. This guy's 6-day boner landed him $750,000.
Really?
Yeah. A 51-year-old guy named Rodney Cotton was suing the New York City.
Great name. Rod Cotton here.
He's suing New York City for negligence. He was in jail.
Okay.
And they gave him antipsychotic medication, which caused him, for some reason, to have an erection for 6 days.
That's fucking
They didn't right. treat him. They gave him an ice pack and some Tylenol to, like, try to help this guy.
Well, how do you treat someone like that? Is there a treatment?
Well,
you
he couldn't send come? Him, he couldn't jerk
well,
off
no,
anywhere?
Well, no, you got to send him to the hospital. He eventually did go to the hospital for an emergency deboner surgery. The recovery process didn't go well. He had stitches that, like, got stayed in his dick for...
Oh, because he
longer
was in
than
prison.
Supposed to, because he's in prison. They're not taking care of this guy.
Right. Oh,
so he sued them,
God.
And he got $750,000. Would you accept that for $750,000?
Talk about being in the worst place with an ever boner.
Absolutely.
I mean.
Like, you're just like, okay, fine. Bring over the butts.
But he couldn't.
I gotta get rid of this
he
thing.
Wished.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, they didn't let him go jerk off somewhere?
To me, it seems like...
Maybe he couldn't.
He couldn't come.
Couldn't.
Well, he's on this medication. It's antipsychotic. He probably couldn't come, even if he could.
And they
maybe
couldn't
just
give him something else.
The worst
like
part about that
they're not
is trying to pee.
To
oh,
how does he go
my
to the bathroom?
God.
Right.
He's
yeah,
just peeing on the walls.
He's all over the
yeah.
place. Oh, my God.
The only other place to have an ever boner like that you wouldn't want to have that is like L.L. Bean on Lesbian Night. It's like, I can't use it. The man with one eye is not king.
That's really funny.
But anyway, yeah, so this guy ended up with $750,000 out of this whole ordeal. Do you think you would be willing to experience something like that?
6-day boner for $750,000, but yeah. Do I have to be in jail?
Let's say no.
Not in jail?
But you're not able to like make yourself comfortable for whatever reason. But it's,
I know.
You know.
My issue with it is... You can't, like, you gotta, like, what you would end up doing, if I'm really thinking this out, is uh-huh. that you would start wearing your boner in your belt, like,
yeah.
you know, eighth grade
yeah.
style.
The Texas flip.
Oh, my you know, God, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
The Texas flip. Yeah.
I would the boner tuck, I'd be tucking it up, and I'd be walking differently. So, like, it's not like you're going to be fucking. That's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, 6-day boner.
No.
I'll just go use it. And
no.
it's like, yeah, but you have to walk to meet someone
oh
to use it,
God.
And then they're gonna see you looking like you have to shit yourself.
Would that yeah. just be so painful? Is it really painful?
It's painful. It sucks to wake up with a boner and then try to pee.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're trying to like get rid of it
yeah.
at the same time of like just like, you know, angling yourself
yeah, it's
in
extremely
a way.
Inconvenient.
Yeah,
now, multiply that 6 straight days. It's like,
yeah.
That's just really unfun. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Oh
girls, always, it's definitely harder, I think, to be a woman, but the penis. Always gets overlooked.
Yeah.
Always overlooked that penis.
Well, there's no equivalent here, right? I mean, you can't think of an equivalent of having a 6-day, right? Like, you can't
I guess
even...
if your nipples were hard for 6 days, how would you feel about that?
Genital herpes is the equivalent to a 6-day erection.
That is not the equivalent.
No.
It is. It's like horribly painful. You can't do anything about it. You like, you can't stand. You can't sit. It's you can't pee. You can't fuck. Nothing feels, it's oh, well. The worst experience.
Oh my God. You just spoke. Too confidently about it.
It's really embarrassing.
I could not, just even hearing the word herpes, I'm always like, I gotta go.
Oh yeah, totally.
I think of it as like Beetlejuice. Do not say
totally.
It 3 times in front of a mirror.
It's like, it's absolutely the worst experience for a woman.
Is it really?
Absolutely. On the planet Earth.
Oh my God. What a downer for the end of this.
Sorry. Well, but here's what I want to say also. Yeah. It's also not that big a deal. Go get fucked. Everybody has herpes. Doctors are saying don't even tell people anymore.
Yeah, and everyone doesn't have herpes, so I'm just going to let you know that right now.
And that man was not a doctor.
I'm just trying to not have to tell people that I got herpes.
I'm
going to
speak for me, everyone. Everyone doesn't have herpes. But, hey, listen, Sarah, thank you for coming on. That was great.
I'm going to be the face of herpes.
There we go. Follow Sarah on Twitter, at Sarah Armour. You're going to see her on Last Comic Standing, so that's fun. Go watch on Wednesdays. Chris,
thank you
for coming
on. I've only had one real outbreak.
It's fine. Look, it sounded like a joke anyway.
Oh, great.
I don't think you were talking
okay,
about.
Great. Because
no,
like
no
I,
judgment.
Well, when do you tell people on a date? Do I just lead with this? What do I do? I'm in hell.
I do it second. That's how I would do it.
Second date?
Second date. Hey, listen, the first date was great.
By the
Thank
way,
you
it's possible
down
that
me.
I'm going to give you this disgusting lifelong disease.
Thank you for going down on me. I just have something to tell you.
You're going to get a, you're going to get a cold sore every time you're stressed for the rest of your life.
Chris, thank you for coming on. Thanks at Mansamp on Twitter. I am Jared Free, JTrain56 on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, find me, whatever. And we'll be back next Tuesday. We're here every Tuesday, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. See you next week.